Good afternoon from the Walls Center on the campus of Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. The Dort College Defenders come into today's women's contest 0-7 in the conference, 8-8 overall. Concordia 8-1 in the conference, 15-1 overall. Concordia rated number 3 in the most recent NAIA coaches poll that was released before the Christmas holiday. The next polling will be released on Tuesday of this coming week, and I would imagine little or no change for the Concordia Bulldogs as they have rolled through play since that last poll. And the only thing that would cause a disruption to that would be an upset this afternoon by the Dort College Defenders. The Concordia women were rated number 3 in the most recent poll. They started the year with a 5-game winning streak that was stopped by a 78-70 loss to Morningside on November 15 in Seward. The Bulldogs have won 10 games since then, with only two of the decisions coming by less than 10 points. Concordia is averaging 85.1 points per game. They allow 61.8 points per outing. Bulldogs convert 42.7% of their shots while allowing teams to make 36% of their field goal attempts. Concordia relies heavily on the three-point shot as they have converted 135 of 439 long shots, and the Bulldogs have forced 468 turnovers while committing just 299. That turnover disparity has resulted in Concordia outshooting teams with 1,109 field goal attempts to 876 through 16 games. That has resulted in over 10 more shots per contest for Concordia. Concordia also out-rebounds teams 42.3 to 40.9. Players for Concordia to keep an eye on: Bailey Morris. She starts it. She's 17.9 points per game. She has a team-high 79 assists. Becky Mueller scores 11.1 points per game, and she is making 41.8% of her three-point field goals. Tracy Pites is scoring 10.1 points per game, and she takes down 4.3 rebounds per contest and makes 57.9% of her field goals. Brenly Dahm and Mary Janovich score 7.6 and 7.5 points per game. Jerrica Pearson is coming off the bench for 6.9 points per contest, and her rebounding average is 5.1. Elena Dabrakow leads the team with 5.6 rebounds per contest. For the Defender women, they've had a good non-conference schedule. Inside the Great Plains Athletic Conference, things have been a little more difficult. The Defenders are 8-8 this season, 0-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Defenders are scoring 69.8 points per game and allow 71.1 points per contest. The Defenders out-rebound teams 46.1 to 41.8 and are making 38.5% of the field goals that they've attempted. The Defenders limit teams to 29.9% three-point success. Dort College is making 34.4% of the three-point shots that they attempt. Abby Chapman scores 14.9 points per game with 3.8 rebounds, and she has converted 38 of 109 three-point shots this year. Michael Hulse scores 8.5 points per game. Unfortunately, she will not be available for today's contest. She is in street clothes. Cassidy Vredebode scores 8.4 points per game, and she takes down 5 rebounds per contest. Paige Angbers and Kim Cruz each score 7.9 points per game, and Robin Blunt scores 7.6 points per contest. Abby Chapman and Emily Newman have handed out 31 and 30 assists so far this season, respectively. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at starting lineups and a look at the matchup between these two teams right after this. Teams were both in action earlier this week. The Concordia women beat Friends of Kansas Tuesday, December 30, by a score of 94-67. Concordia was up 44-27 at halftime. They forced 33 turnovers on the way to a 33 of 74 shooting night and a 19 of 28 night from the free throw line. Concordia had a slight 41-40 rebounding advantage. They were led by Bailey Morris's 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals. The Defender women beat Buena Vista on Wednesday by a score of 73-67. Cassidy Vredebode scored 19 points, had 11 rebounds, also blocked 3 shots. Abby Chapman scored 17 points. Kim Cruz added 10 with 5 rebounds. Michael Hull scored 5 points with 13 rebounds and 5 blocked shots. Dort College out-rebounded the Beavers by a final margin of 54-46. Dort trails the women's series 21-7. Concordia beat Dort College back on December 6 by a score of 80-58. Dort was down 39-34 at halftime. Concordia outscored the defenders 41-24 in the second half. Abby Chapman led Dort College with 17 points. Kim Cruz came off of the bench to score 15, and she grabbed 11 rebounds. The Bulldogs had four players in double figures, with Mary Janovich scoring 16. She also had six rebounds. Tracy Pites and Bailey Morris each had 15 points. Becky Mueller scored 14. Morris dished off a game-high 8 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with a look at starting lineups and our national anthem right after
this.
Keep
it tuned.
Well, you caught the tail end of the national anthem. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from Dort College, number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull. She averages 7.9 points per game. Emily Newman's a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 5.6 points per outing. Number 22 is Abby Chapman. She's a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 14.9 points per game. Number 35 is Cassidy Bradabode, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 8.4 points per contest. And Ashley Williams is a 5'9 freshman from Lawton, Iowa, averaging 3.9 points per game. Again, for the defenders, it'll be Cruz, Newman, Chapman, Bradabode, and Williams. For the Concordia Bulldogs, number 12, Bailey Morris, a 5'4 senior from Clay Center, Nebraska, averaging 17.9 points per game. Number 14 is Tracy Pites, a 5'11 senior from Hardington, Nebraska, averaging 10.1 points per contest. Kelsey Heiser's a 5'10 senior from Parker, Colorado, averaging 6.2 points per game. Becky Mueller's a 5'10 sophomore from Elkhorn, Nebraska, averaging 11.1 points per game. And Mary Janovich is a 5'7 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 7.5 points per contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of today's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Fume Association.
Dort College wins the opening tip, and we are underway with basketball. Dort College on the offensive end. Chapman puts it on the floor two times with the left hand. Nothing there. Comes back over to Williams. Williams puts it on the floor hard into the lane, and she's going to be whistled for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball to the Concordia Bulldogs for the first time this afternoon. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Slightly earlier start than early or than normal. 1 hour, to be exact. Concordia hosting a Lutheran basketball tournament involving 8 teams. And they were playing basketball when we came in this afternoon. Came into the Walls Arena at about 11:50. And they will be playing more basketball when we are finished. Dort College forces a turnover on the other end. Concordia with full court pressure defense. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz in the double team. Gets it away to Chapman. Chapman across the timeline. Dort College a fast break opportunity. Now Chapman picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Williams. Williams dumps it underneath. Bradabode. Bradabode layup go. Cassidy Bradabode with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take the lead 2-0. Concordia ball. Out front with it is Morris. Morris ball fake, puts it on the floor with the left hand, lays it up with the left hand. Good. Bailey Morris, that ball fake, and you had to respect the shot fake. And as Kim Cruz went up to challenge the would-be shot, Morris put it on the floor with the left hand and finished with the left hand to the lane. Comes back over to Cruz. She lets fly with a three. It's up and through. Kim Cruz with a three-point basket. The 5'7 sophomore from Hull makes it a 5-2 Dort College lead. Concordia basketball. Bailey Morris. Morris with the basketball. Gives it up to Mary Janovich. Back over to Morris. Morris with the ball. Morris comes back out front to Pites. Pites with the ball. Pites gives it to Janovich. Janovich gets the return pass. Her layup is good. The assist goes to Becky Mueller. Pites cuts through the lane and circles back for the two-point basket. 5-4 score. Into the front court, Kim Cruz. Cruz loses the handle on it. Picked up by Pites. Pites up ahead. Gets the return pass. She puts it on the floor. Finishes with the left hand. No. Rebound taken away by Dort College. And then a foul called on the rebound against Becky Mueller. Mueller whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Foul number one on her. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Now Chapman hit the floor on the last possession for the Dort College defenders. I did not see what happened. So I was following the ball up ahead. And Chapman ended up on the floor near midcourt. Chapman goes right side over to Newman. Newman gives it up Chapman. Chapman underneath intended for Bradabode. And it's kicked out of bounds by Kim Cruz as she was coming down to try and get the pass back. Kelsey Heiser comes walking past the scores table as Bailey Morris brings it across half court. Pass goes left side with the basketball is Mueller. Mueller back over to Heiser. Heiser into the lane. Nothing there. She comes back over to Janovich. Janovich, the freshman. They pass left side over to Mueller. Mueller back to Morris. Morris sizes up a three from the wing. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Bulldog basketball with it on the right side. Driving in with a spin move is Pites. Pites shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good, but a foul on the play, and the foul's going to go on Ashley Williams. Ashley Williams challenging the shot on the putback attempt by Tracy Pites, and Pites will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Two free throws on the way for Tracy Pites. Dort College leading Concordia 5-4. And Pites misses the first free throw. She's a 54% free throw shooter. Another free throw on the way. Pites, a senior, steps to the free throw line. Her right-handed free throw on the way, trying to tie it at five. This one's up and good. She makes one of two. She's got 3 points, and we have our second tie of the ball game. The first one came at 2-2. Kim Cruz with the basketball in the backcourt. She tries to pass it cross-court over to Chapman, and it's tipped away by Heiser. Dort College will have the basketball back. They'll inbound it again. This time Chapman won't be able to run the baseline. Chapman to trigger it in. Chapman gets the ball inbounded to Williams. Williams with the basketball in the backcourt. She passes ahead of the pack to Chapman. Chapman on the right side thought about the three. Dumps it down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it up. She's fouled from behind. The foul's going to go on Becky Mueller. That's her second, and Vredevoet will go to the free throw line to try and unlock the 5-5 tie. 17:08 left to play, first half. Checking into the ballgame will be Jerrica Pearson for Concordia. Vredevoet, right-handed free throw, is up and through. She's got another one coming. Vredevoet with 3 points. Jerrica Pearson checks into the ballgame. Checking out is Becky Mueller. Vredevoet averaging 8.4 points per game, coming off a 17-point outing on Wednesday, misses the second free throw, and the Dort College lead is 6-5. 6-5 our score. Heiser passes to Pites. Pites, around the horn they go. Morris. Morris dumps it down low for Pearson. Jerrica Pearson spins to the right. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it for Dort College is Williams. Williams driving in with a left hand, and we've got a hand check called on Bailey Morris. Morris whistled for the personal foul. That's her first. Team foul number three on Concordia. Robin Blunt will check into the contest. Vredevoet checks out. Newman checks out of the ballgame. Shea Dieger is in. And Paige Angbers will check into the ballgame for the Dort College defenders. Checking out will be Ashley Williams. Throwing the ball in will be Chapman. Chapman gets it in over the top to Blunt. Blunt to Cruz. Cruz gives it back over to Chapman. Loses the handle on it. Brenly Dahm comes up with it. Dahm into the front court. Dahm with it on the right side, and she's going to be, well, we've got a foul called on the play. That's going to be an illegal screen against Jerrica Pearson. It's foul number one on her, team foul number four already on the Concordia Bulldogs. Angbers inbounds the basketball, gets it into Cruz. Cruz in the backcourt. Cruz loses the handle on it, tries to pass it off, and it's down on the floor. We've got three bodies down on the floor after it. They pass it into the corner. New player for Concordia. Brenly Dahm. Dahm drives the lane, and she loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Checking into the contest will be Tegan Manis. Checking out Kim Cruz. Inbounding the basketball will be Angbers. So Paige Angbers to trigger it in. She gets it into Chapman. Chapman with the basketball in the backcourt. Abby with it. Passes it ahead to Angbers. Angbers unable to catch up with it, though. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding the basketball near midcourt. They throw it in. This is Shelby Quinn. Quinn into the front court. Gives it off Pearson. Pearson shot no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Angbers. Angbers outlets to Blunt. Blunt into the front court. Blunt with the right hand. Bothered there by Quinn. Gets around Quinn. Comes to a stop, back over to Manis. Manis lets fly with a three. It's good. Tegan Manis with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have a 9-5 lead. 9-5 our score. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Concordia Bulldogs. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. By the Bedingfield Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Quinn with the basketball, Dort College up by four, Pearson reverses it right side. Concordia basketball, Quinn goes left side over to Brenly Dom, Dom into the lane, and we've got a travel called against Elena Daberkow. Daberkow gets whistled for traveling, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball back. So a turnover by the Bulldogs, inbounding. They get it into Chapman. Chapman in the corner, bad spot. She gets out of the trap with a hard dribble. Passes it ahead to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball, hard with the right hand. Drops it off for DeAger. DeAger kicks out Ingvers. Ingvers, Manis, Manis, Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Abby with the basketball, drives into the lane, and she is fouled on the play by Shelby Quinn. Quinn whistled for the personal foul. Team foul number five on the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College throwing it in. Abby Chapman to trigger it for the defenders. Dort College leading by four. Ball's thrown in, and Blunt lost her footing, and the Concordia Bulldogs take the basketball back. Pearson with it right corner, over to Dom. Dom with it. Dom lets fly with a long three, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Pearson kicks it into the corner, Crone. Crone, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman loses it back, though. Concordia with the basketball, Dom. Dom puts it on the floor, drives with the left hand, finishes over the lip of the rim with the left hand, good. Two-point basket for the Concordia Bulldogs off the steal and the layup. Blunt ahead to DeAger. It's tapped away by Pearson. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Newman checks into the ballgame. Chapman will check out. Dort College will throw it in from the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Robin Blunt. Blunt looking. Still looking. And Newman has it swiped off of her foot. Out of bounds. Dort College loses the basketball on the turnover. It'll be Concordia basketball. Dort College leading 9-7. Concordia with the ball. Bailey Morris into the front court for the Bulldogs. She passes right side to Pites. Pites with it on the left elbow. Pites looking down low. Now she's going to drive to the hoop. Lays it up with the right hand. No good, but a blocking foul called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number two on the defenders. And the foul came on the shot, so free throws coming for Tracy Pites. Pites 1-for-2 this evening, or this afternoon. First free throw on the way for Pites, no good. Pites is about a 50-50 proposition when she goes to the free throw line. First trip there, she did exactly that. Missed the first one, made the second. Now she misses the first one here, and she's got a second one on the way. Second free throw is up, and this one's good. So she makes 1-of-2. 2-for-4 now is Pites. She's got 6 points. And the Bulldogs are back within a point at 9-to-8. Newman with the basketball in the backcourt. Newman gets it away to Manis. Manis with the ball. Tegan Manis. Tegan Manis near midcourt, and Dort College calls for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Ball's inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Guarded there by Bailey Morris. And she goes to the spin dribble, and she's stripped by Dom. Dom, steal, layup, good. Concordia leads 10-9. 10-9 our score into the front court. Newman. Newman with the basketball. They bring the double team hard there, and Morris swipes it away. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It's Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Paige Ingvers. 14:09 left to play in this first half. Dort College trailing 10-9. Concordia with their first lead of the contest. Newman with the basketball. Dort College trying to regain the lead. Pass comes over to Vredevode. Vredevode drives in with the left hand, finishes with the left hand, and Cassidy Vredevode has 5 points. Dort College back in front, 11-10. 11-10 our score. Bringing the basketball up is Morris, and Morris has it tipped away from her, and it's off of Paige Ingber's foot, out of bounds. Checking into the contest will be Williams. Checking out will be Robin Blunt. Ashley Williams checks into the ball game. Inbounding will be Morris. Morris right side of the lane. Gets it into Dom. Dom on the wing. Over to Pites. Dump it down low. Shot with the left hand is up and through for Jenna Lehman. Lehman with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 12-11. And a charging foul called on Ashley Williams. Cleared out a little bit too much of a path for herself with her left forearm. She picks up foul number two. Foul number two against Ashley Williams. The freshman from Lawton picks up the personal foul. Concordia will inbound the basketball. Janovich to trigger it in. Janovich gets the ball inbounded to Morris. Morris, right side, Pites. Pites thought about the three, decides against it. Comes back to Heiser. Heiser with the ball on the right wing. They go pick and roll underneath Pites. Pites kick out pass Morris. Morris, three, missed it, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, throwing it in will be Angbers. Paige Angbers to trigger it. Angbers gets it into Cruz. Dort College trailing 12-11 with a basketball. Ashley Williams with the ball. They bring the double team. She picks up her dribble, passes over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it down to the baseline. Nothing there. Reverses it right side Newman. Newman in the middle of the lane to Williams. Williams loses the basketball. It's taken away by Morris. Morris driving in. Finishes with right hand. Too strong off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Janovich. Janovich into the corner. Morris. Morris will let fly with a three, and she hit it. Bailey Morris with the three-point basket. She's got five, and the Dort College defenders lead, trail, I should say, 15-11. Concordia's outscored Dort College 10-2 since it was 9-5. Back the other way, Kim Cruz. Cruz gets the layup to go, drops it in, two-point basket, and she's fouled. She was falling away from the hoop and just spun it off of the glass and got it to go, and the Dort College defenders trail now 15-13, pending the completion of the potential three-point play. Paige Angbers checks out of the ball game. Checking in will be Abby Chapman. Radovode takes her spot on the lane. Cruz, free throw is up and good. Kim Cruz, a 55% free throw shooter, has 6 points today. And the defenders trail 15-14. Concordia basketball, Heiser. Heiser goes Pites. Pites, left side. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket for Laurel Crone. And the Bulldogs answer with a three-point basket of their own to reestablish a four-point lead. Cross-court pass is stolen away by Janovich. Janovich layup good. Janovich with the steal and the layup. And for Janovich, that is her first basket of the day. Dort College trails 20-14. Ball's down on the ground, and now a reach-in foul called on Emily Newman. Newman whistled for her second personal. That comes after the steal by the Concordia Bulldogs. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KCR. Dort College down six. They just turned the ball over. Call a timeout. They're second of the ball game. They've got four remaining. 1:30 has been used. One full-length timeout has been used. Concordia basketball. Heights to Heiser. Heiser goes right side. Crone. Crone puts it on the floor hard. Comes back outside. Three on the way. No good by Mueller. Rebound taken away by Williams. And Williams is fouled from behind by Laurel Crone. That is team foul number seven already on the Concordia Bulldogs. And Dort College will go the other end. Will go to the other end. And will shoot a 1-1 with Ashley Williams. Williams, a 60% free throw shooter. So she'll shoot the 1-1 with the freshman from Lawton, Iowa. First one is up and good. Ashley Williams with her first made basket of the day, and it comes from the free throw line. She's got another one coming. Chapman will check out of the ball game. Another free throw on the way for Ashley Williams. This one's up and good. So Williams makes both free throws on the 1-1 opportunity, and the defenders trail 20-16. Concordia basketball into the corner. Driving in is Janovich. Janovich layup good. Mary Janovich with 4 points, and the Bulldogs lead at 22-16. Steal in the backcourt, laying it up. After the steal is Pites. Pites, two-point basket good. She's got 6 points. Concordia's opened up an 8-point lead at 24-16. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz ahead to Blunt. Blunt with it, drops it off for Vredevoet. Vredevoet off the glass, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Coming back the other way is Mueller. Mueller, long pass ahead to Heiser. Heiser, layup good. Heiser with a two-point basket, and Concordia's opened up a 10-point lead at 26-16, 10:55 left to go in the first half. Trying to get into the passing lane was the Concordia player, Becky Mueller. Mueller ends up running into Ashley Williams in the process, and Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. That's foul number 3 already on Becky Mueller. Mueller whistled for her third personal foul of the half. Tegan Manis will check into the ballgame at the next break. Shady Yeager checks into the ballgame for Cassidy Vredevode. One and one opportunity coming for Ashley Williams. First free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. 26-17, another free throw on the way. Free throw is up, no good. Williams now 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Here comes Concordia trying to build on a 9-point lead. Spotting up for three is Brenly Dom. Dom's shot, no good. Newman taps it out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Bailey Morris will trigger it in. Morris to toss it in from the right side of the lane. With the basketball, Concordia. Bailey Morris. Morris drives in. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gets it ahead to Newman. Newman with the left hand. Missed the layup. Rebound taken away by Morris. Morris with the basketball. Bailey Morris driving in. She dumps it off. Ball fake. Devin Edwards, and Edwards is fouled on the play. And she'll go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw. It's up and good. Another one on the way. This one's up and through as well. 28-17, our score. Devin Edwards with a pair of free throws. Dort College ahead. It goes to Blunt. Blunt with the left hand. Good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 28-19. Into the front court, Concordia basketball. Concordia with it on the left side. This is Brenly Dom. Dom, right side, Morris. Morris with the basketball, left side. They swing it back over to Dom. Dom spots up, nothing there. Comes back over to Morris. Morris at the top of the key. Dort College trailing 28-19. Shot from 12 on the left wing. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Shady Yeager. Yeager with the basketball after she grabs the missed shot of Elena Dabberko. Bounce pass down low to Yeager. Yeager's shot goes. Count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Shady Yeager will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Dort College trailing by 7 right now, 28-21, with a free throw on the way. Abby Chapman will check into the ballgame. Kim Cruz will check out. 28-21, our score. Dort College trailing by 7. Yeager's free throw is up and through. So Yeager with a three-point play. That's her season average, 3 points per ballgame. And the defenders trail at 28-22. Devin Edwards passes down low to Pearson. Pearson gets it back over to Morris. Morris with the basketball hesitates, gets into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back right side to Edwards. Edwards puts up a three, misses everything, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. No, they let it go out of bounds. It'll be defender basketball as they had the opportunity to clear the rebound, but instead let the ball bounce on the baseline. I don't know if I'm in that situation today for Dort College. I would much rather grab the basketball and go than try to get through this pressure defense applied by the Bulldogs. Shot by Yeager, no good on the other end as Dort College races into the front court. Yeager will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College trails 28-22. Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down to 4 with a couple of made free throws. First free throw by Yeager is good. 4 points for Yeager. And another free throw coming. So another free throw on the way for Yeager, trying to make it a 4-point game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. DeJager with 5 points. And the defenders trail it 28-24. Out front with it is Morris. Morris driving in. Morris, layup. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul came before the shot. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. That foul was charged to Tegan Manis, I believe. That's number 1 on her. Concordia throws the ball away on the inbounds pass, and now Dort College will have it underneath the basket. Length of the floor to go. Inbounding the basketball. They get it in. Dort College gets it in to Chapman. Chapman, long pass over the top, intended for Manis. Manis loses it. Picked up by Concordia. Concordia with it. Morris. Morris layup good. Bailey Morris with a 2-point basket. She's got 7, and the Dort College defenders trail 30-24. Chapman over the basketball trying to find Engbers. Engbers over the basketball. Engbers lost it. Morris dumps it off. Layup is good. Brenly Dom with 6 points, and the defenders trail by 8 after 2 unanswered field goals by the Bulldogs. Chapman with the basketball in the backcourt, and Dort College is going to call another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. They get it into Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman gets it ahead to Kim Cruz. Cruz over the basketball. Cruz into the front court, and she is fouled on the play by Tracy Pites. Pites whistled for the personal, her first. And the Dort College defenders will have this opportunity to cut into the lead. First free throw is up and no good by Cruz. Another free throw on the way for Kim Cruz. Cruz 1-for-2 now from the free throw line. Second free throw by Cruz is up and good. So Cruz makes 1-of-2. Cruz 2-for-3 from the free throw line. She's got a team high 7 points. And the defenders trail 32-25. With the basketball out front, Concordia. This is Mary Janovich. Janovich goes into the corner. Nothing there. They drop it off inside. Kick out pass, Morris. Morris thought about the three. Pulled back. Now tries it again. And misses off the side of the rim. No good. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Newman. Newman gets it in to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball in the backcourt. Chapman gets it ahead to Newman. Newman with the ball across the timeline. Newman has it poked away from behind, and the foul is going to go on Tracy Pites, and that's number 2 on Pites. 32-25, our score. Free throw by Newman is off the heel, no good. Another one on the way. Seven points the difference, now 6, as Newman makes 1-of-2 free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail by 6. Missed shot on the other end by the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College's Kim Cruz gets the ball, wrestling it away from Bailey Morris. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morris, they say. It will be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in is Newman. Newman triggering. Newman gets it into Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Kim Cruz with it at midcourt. Cruz gets it ahead to Chapman. Chapman with the left hand. Bounces down to Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Newman left side. Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Chapman has it at the top of the key. Abby Chapman into traffic. Loses it. It's taken away by Morris. Morris with the basketball. Cruz giving chase. And Morris is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt whistled for the first personal foul. Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Morris. Morris, this season, a 79% free throw shooter. 32-26, Dort College. Down by six. Now seven as Morris makes one free throw. She's got another one coming. By my count, for Concordia, this is their eighth free throw shot here in the first half. And they've made all but three of them. Morris misses that free throw attempt. And the defenders trail by seven, 33-26. Newman to throw it in. Gets it into Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. And Cruz is fouled in the backcourt by Janovich. Dort College will walk the other way and shoot free throws. For Kim Cruz, she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 7 points for Cruz today. And that one's off the heel, no good. She's 2 for 4 from the charity stripe. Robin Blunt checks out of the contest. Paige Ingbers is back in. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. 34-26 our score. Cruz makes one of two free throws. She's 3 for 5 now from the free throw line. Three-pointer on the way. It's up and good for the Concordia Bulldogs. They rely heavily on the three, and that time it's Shelby Quinn making the three-point bucket, and Concordia's jumped out in front by 9 at 36-27. 36-27 our score. Chapman with the basketball. Left side it goes. Back over to Ingbers. Ingbers lets fly with a three, and she hit it. Paige Ingbers, sophomore from Pella, gets the three-point bucket to go, and Dort College trails by six, 36-30. Concordia basketball. Tracy Pites. Pites to Heiser to Quinn. Quinn driving left hand, nothing there. Back over to Pites. Pites, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Ingbers. Ingbers over to Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz passes left side Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman missed it. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Quinn. And now foul called. A push from behind on the rebound. That's going to go on Kim Cruz. So three new players into the ballgame for Concordia. Make that four. Almost wholesale changes. The only player staying on the floor is Quinn. Quinn is shooting free throws. This will be a one-and-one opportunity for Quinn. Quinn with a three-point bucket to her credit. Gets that one to roll through. She's got 4 points. Manis is out of the ballgame. Manis is in. Cruz checks out. Dort College trails 37-30. Another free throw coming. This one's up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the basketball. Vredevoet comes back to Chapman. Chapman gives it up Newman. Newman at the top of the key. Newman to Manis. Manis with the basketball on the left elbow. She comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball in between the circles. 14 to shoot. 13 now. Back over to Manis. Manis right side. It goes to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. 7 to shoot. Chapman with the left hand. Scoops it up. Gets it to go. Chapman with a 2-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail by 5, 37-32. Concordia with the basketball. Quinn. Quinn the left hander. Down to the baseline. Nothing there. Spins it back outside for Lehman. Lehman tries to hand it off. And it's taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Manis. Manis into the front court. Tegan Manis passes right side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, Vredevoet. Vredevoet drives in, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. And Cassidy Vredevoet will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Vredevoet. Vredevoet, an 85% free throw shooter. She's got 5 points. This one's up and down. She's got another one coming. 6 points now for Vredevoet. Vredevoet, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan. Ingbers checks out of the ballgame. This one is up and good. 37-34. 37-34, put the points on the wrong side of the board. Three-pointer by Concordia, no good. Rebound, Quinn. Quinn gets it back over right side. Shot, no good. That's Brindley Dom. to 34, our score. Craig Steensma has just been assessed a technical foul. Displeased with the what he thought was a push in the back on the rebound. And Laurel Crone will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. First free throw is no good. Another one on the way for for Laurel Crone. Crone's second free throw is good. And now we return to the point at which the game was interrupted with the at the point of the technical foul, and that is with Concordia inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. And now we have a summit meeting on the, it was a jump ball called on a rebound when all of this began. So Concordia will inbound the basketball. They get the possession arrow on the jump ball. And Quinn will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Quinn gets the ball inbounded to Dom. Dom into the lane. Her shot is up. Won't go down. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Concordia Bulldogs. Beg your pardon. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Inbounding the basketball for Concordia will be Shelby Quinn. Quinn gets the ball inbounded. Three on the way by Dom. Shot no good. Rebound, though, cleared by Concordia. Now it's down on the floor. Bulldogs with it. And we have a travel called on the Concordia Bulldogs and Elena Dabberko. Dabberko whistled for being down on her knees and then getting back up, getting called for the travel. 4:27 left to play in this first half. Kim Cruz for the basketball. Cruz with it in between the circles. Kim still has her dribble alive. Dort College trailing by four, 38-34. With it out front is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz using her dribble, still has the dribble alive. Kicks it back over to Blunt. Robin Blunt in traffic, up and good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. She's got four. And the defenders trail 38-36. Back the other way, shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball. Wholesale changes for the Bulldogs. Looks like their original starting five on the floor. Now, beg your pardon, we do have one change in there. Inbounding the basketball will be Morris. Morris looking. Gets the ball inbounded to Godier. Godier shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz, and Cruz is fouled on the play by Bailey Morris. Morris has just picked up her second personal foul. So free throws on the way for Kim Cruz. This will be double bonus time. 38-36 our score. Kim Cruz shooting two with an opportunity to tie the game at 38. First free throw is up and good. A second free throw on the way for Kim Cruz. Well, that technical foul assessed to Craig Steensma earlier. Very simply a case of protesting the non-call in his estimation too much. Got a warning and continued the protest, and he gets called for that technical foul, but his Dort College women come back to tie at 38-38 in the meantime. Bailey Morris dumps it down low. Jerrica Pearson, shot no good, and a foul called, and that's going to be a push on Pearson on the rebound. Pearson gets whistled for the personal foul. Her second, and more free throws on the way for the defenders in Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet with 6 points thus far. And she will go to the free throw line. Beg your pardon. She's got 7 points. And she makes the first one, and the defenders are back in front. 8 points now for Vreda Bode, and the Dort College defenders force Concordia to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Vreda Bode is now 5 for 6 from the free throw line. She's got 9 points, and the defenders lead 40-38 with 3:24 remaining in the first half. Right side pass. They look down low, and a foul called on Cassidy Vreda Bode on the post defense. Elena Dabberko, had post position. And Vreda Bode didn't get over the top, but rather went through and got called for the personal foul on the post defense. First free throw is good. Another one on the way for Dabberko. She can tie it up here at 40. 3:20 remaining in this first half. Second free throw is up and good. We're tied at 40. 3:20 remaining. First half. Dort College with the basketball. Kim Cruz. Cruz with it in the backcourt. Cruz gets it away to Angbers. Angbers with the ball. Concordia's called off their pressure defense for the time being due to foul trouble. Spin move by Vreda Bode. It's taken away by Heiser. Heiser with the right hand. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. It's tipped and controlled by Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim has it at the top of the key. Picks it up right side over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers comes back over to Vreda Bode. Vreda Bode lets fly with a three. No good. Rebound controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Bailey Morris in the lane. Her short jumper is good. Morris with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead a trail, I should say, 42-40. 2:28 left to play. Kim Cruz gets whistled for the double dribble. And the Concordia Bulldogs will bring the basketball up. Bailey Morris. Morris goes right side. Jade Godier. Godier, three on the way, is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Paige Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz ahead to Cassidy Vreda Bode. Vreda Bode has it poked away from behind by Morris. And the loose ball results in Concordia running back the other way. Morris spots up, thought about the three, now drifts in. Her 12-footer from the baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Emily Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it away to Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Dort College trails 42-40. Cruz with it across half court. Janovich guarding her. Cruz gets it back over to Vreda Bode. Vreda Bode puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Heiser. Kelsey Heiser has been called for her first personal. Dort College shooting more free throws. This will be Cassidy Vreda Bode shooting two. Vreda Bode with 9 points. This one's off the heel, no good. She's got another one coming. Checking out of the ball game is Angbers. Checking in is Chapman. Second free throw on the way for Vreda Bode is up, and that one splashes through. She's 6 for 8 now from the free throw line, and the defenders trail 42-41, 1:41 remaining in the first half. Bailey Morris with the basketball. Morris with it across the timeline. Morris at the top of the key, now hesitates, drives in with the right hand, puts it up, good. 2-point basket for Bailey Morris, and Morris right now just simply willing her team to some points. She's got 12 points. Chapman goes left side. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman over to Blunt. Blunt with the ball on the right side. Puts it on the floor hard. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for. Heiser and DeJager. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Jump ball. Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Robin Blunt to trigger it in. Blunt gets it in over the top. It's tapped and taken away by Janovich. Janovich driving in with the right hand, lays it up, good. And Janovich with the 2-point bucket. She's got 6, and the defenders trail 46-41. Pass goes left side over to Newman. Newman into traffic. Her shot is up. Good. Count the basket. She's fouled. Emily Newman with 3 points. And the defenders trail 46-43 with a free throw on the way. Emily Newman driving into the lane. Tosses it off of the glass from straight on for the two-point basket. Her free throw is good. Emily Newman, a three-point play. She's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 46-44, 50.9 seconds remaining. Bringing the basketball up is Bailey Morris. Morris with the basketball. Morris goes over to Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. Heiser driving in with the right hand, lays it up, shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Concordia. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, Engbers to trigger it. Engbers gets it into Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Cruz, right side, it goes over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. 8 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Cruz dribbles through pressure, drives into the left hand, nothing there, 15 now to shoot. Reverses it to Blunt. Blunt in the lane. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia basketball on the alternating possession. And Concordia will have it with a shot clock off. Bailey Morris into the front court. She passes over to Heiser. Heiser back to Morris. Morris with it at the top of the key. She goes left side, Heiser. Heiser back to Morris. Morris directing traffic. 8 seconds left, now 7, 6. Morris, top of the key, hesitates. No look pass underneath. Ball is loose. Janovich had a hand on it. And the first half comes to an end. Our score at halftime, Concordia 46, Dort College 44. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after the this. Class. Dort College women trail Concordia 46-44 at halftime of this women's college basketball game. The Dort College defenders led briefly early in the contest. Concordia turned that 4-point deficit, though, into an 11-point lead at one point, 28-17. Dort College fought their way back to lead briefly at 42-40. But the Concordia Bulldogs had an answer, and they end up in front at halftime, 46-44. The Dort College defenders leading by two, trailing by two at the half. Cassidy Vredevode with 10 points. Cassidy and Kim Cruz with 9 unofficially for the Concordia Bulldogs. 12 for Bailey Morris. And 6 each for Mary Janovich, Brenly Dom, and Tracy Pites unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more at halftime. We'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for the Concordia Bulldogs, 17-46 from the floor, 37%, 3-for-16 on threes, 18.8%, 9-for-14 on free throws, 64.3%. For the Dort College defenders, 11-of-16 from the floor, 68.8%. 3 of 6 from the three-point line, 50%, 19 of 25 from the free-throw line for 38%. Dort College has out-rebounded Concordia 21-17. Turnovers, Dort College 23, Concordia 7. The defenders are led by Kim Cruz with 10 points and Cassidy Vredevode with 10 points. 5 points for Shady Yeager, 4 for Emily Newman, 4 for Robin Blunt, 3 each for Paige Engbers and Tegan Manis, and another 3 for Ashley Williams. Abby Chapman has 2 for the Dort College's total of 44. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 12 points for Bailey Morris, 5 of 11 from the floor. 8 points for Mary Janovich, 4 for Tracy Pites, 4 for Shelby Quinn, 6 for Brenly Dom, 2 each for Kelsey Heiser and Devin Edwards. Also 2 for Jenna Lehman and Elena Dabrico. Laurel Crone off of the bench to 4-4. Rebound totals, Paige Engbers has 3, Cassidy Vredevode has 3, Kim Cruz has 3, 2 for Emily Newman, 2 for Ashley Williams, 2 for Shady Yeager. For the Bulldogs, 3 rebounds for Jerrica Pearson, 3 for Mary Janovich, 2 for Shelby Quinn, and 2 for Laurel Crone. Daberko has 2 assists. She's the only player for Concordia with multiple assists. Kim Cruz credited with 3 assists thus far for the Dort College defenders. Concordia has 17 steals as a team. Brenly Dom has 4 of them. Mary Janovich has 4. Bailey Morris has 3. Tracy Pites and Kelsey Heiser each have 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Dort.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia at halftime, 46-44. Coming up next week on KDCR, men's and women's basketball Wednesday evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium, Dort College hosting Morningside. Dort College also in action 1 week from today, as the defenders will be back in Nebraska to face Nebraska Wesleyan. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Other GPAC basketball happening today. Women's matchups, Morningside at Briarcliff. Morningside 7-0, Briarcliff 5-2. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan play today at the Corn Palace. Both of those teams are 4-3 in the conference. And in Yankton, it's Nebraska Wesleyan versus Mount Marty. Nebraska Wesleyan 0-6, while Mount Marty is 2-6. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. Be back with more at halftime. Dort College versus Concordia. We're at halftime of the women's game right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley. Akron Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon were Values Matter member FDIC by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holliers, and Craig, Polina, Renson, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Ball's inbounded. Dort College with the basketball down to the corner is Chapman. Chapman with it in the corner, tries to save it off of Kaiser, and she will throw it off of Heiser out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College to trigger it in. This is Chapman to trigger. Abby Chapman looking to throw it in right side of the baseline, all the way in the corner. She's on the baseline, though. She gets it into Cruz. Cruz with the ball on the left wing. Kim Cruz passes it back over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman passes back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt with it on the right side. Blunt comes back over to Chapman. 7 to shoot for the defenders. Chapman. Chapman comes back to Newman. Newman into traffic. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bailey Morris. Morris with the basketball. Bailey Morris driving the other way with the left hand. Stops. Puts it up with the right hand now. Good. Bailey Morris with 14 points. And the Concordia Bulldogs lead it 48-44. 48-44 our score. Throwing the ball in will be Emily Newman. 19-19 remaining in the ballgame. They get the ball inbounded to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Kim Cruz with it in the backcourt. Loses it out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball on the turnover. 4-point advantage for the Bulldogs. With it on the right side is Heiser. Heiser comes back over to Morris. Morris stops, pops, 3 off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Saving it in was Pites. Morris with it at the elbow. Comes back to Pites. Pites loses it as she tried to dribble into the lane. It's taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet ahead to Blunt. Blunt is fouled on the play by Bailey Morris. Morris gets called for a blocking foul. 3 fouls now on Bailey Morris. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball directly across from me. Throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman gets it in to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz puts it on the floor with the right hand. Back to the middle of the floor now. Comes back left side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman, spin move, gets away from pressure. Double team, back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad puts it up, gets the shot to go, and she is fouled on the play. Cassidy Vredevoad with the crossover move. She's got a dozen points. She'll try to cut the lead down to one here at 48-47. 48-47 our score. And she misses the free throw attempt, does Vredevoad. Here comes Concordia. Concordia basketball. Concordia leading by two, 48-46. Three on the way, no good. Rebound taken down by Vredevoad. Vredevoad over the basketball. Vredevoad gets it outletted to Cruz. Cruz ahead to Newman. Newman tries to find Blunt, and it's tipped away out of bounds by Concordia. And Becky Mueller. Mueller picked up three early fouls in this contest. She did not play much in the first half. Inbounding the basketball now will be Robin Blunt. Blunt to trigger it. Blunt gets the ball inbounded. Kim Cruz with it at the top of the key. She goes right side. Pass it through the lane intended for Vredevoad. It's tipped and taken away. Here comes Janovich. Janovich with the basketball. Janovich is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for her second personal. Janovich put on the Jets at about half court. Looked like she was going to get around Cruz, but gets called for the foul. Cruz gets called for the foul. Bailey Morris will inbound the basketball. Bailey Morris gets the ball inbounded, gets the return pass now on the right wing. Morris looking into the corner, three on the way by Mueller, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Door College and Vredevoad. Vredevoad over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving right hand. Double team, splits the defense. Her layup is good. 11 points for Cruz. We're tied 48-48. Driving the other way, the layup is good. A reverse layup by Tracy Pites. Concordia back in front, 50-48. Kim Cruz in the backcourt, throws it cross court to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. Emily Newman with the basketball. Newman gets it away to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt on the right elbow. Blunt puts it on the floor, comes to a stop, and she's going to be called for traveling. Jerrica Pearson will inbound the basketball. Mueller checks out of the ballgame for Concordia. Paige Ingbers will check in for Door College. Robin Blunt will check out. Concordia leading by a deuce, 50-48. And Concordia comes back the other way with a basketball. Bailey Morris. Morris gives it up to Pites. Pites driving, left hand, good. Tracy Pites with 10 points. Concordia leads 52-48. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz, left side pass, Chapman. Chapman with the ball on the wing. Chapman lost it, and now trying to save it was Tracy Pites. And Pites throws it away, trying to save the ball to a teammate. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Chapman. Chapman to Newman. Newman back over to Cruz. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman, 17-footer straight on. Good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 52-50. Right side is Heiser. Heiser out front. Pites. Pites back to Heiser. Heiser gives it up down low to Pearson. Pearson to Morris. Morris with the basketball straight on. She steps back. Her three is in and out. No good. And a rebound. Foul called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for her third personal. Tegan Manis will check into the ballgame. Kim Cruz will check out. Concordia leads 52-50. Inbounding the basketball will be Heiser. Heiser gets it into Quinn. Quinn back over to Morris. Morris goes left side to Tracy Pites. Pites to Heiser. Heiser with it out front. Heiser gives it back to Pites. Pites down to the baseline. Puts it up. Blocked by Newman. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with the basketball for Door College. Into the double team. Looking for someone to pass to. And Door College will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Door College defenders. Back with more after this. This is Door College basketball on KCR.
Dr. Jack Bertram.
because of the high foul count and because of the turnovers, this game has lacked any real pace or tempo. Dort College inbounding the basketball. This is Abby Chapman to trigger it. Chapman gets it into Manis. Manis with the basketball, double teamed. It's taken away by Quinn. Quinn gets it ahead to Pites. Pites layup, good. Pites with 12 points, six of them here in the second half already. And the Bulldogs lead at 54-50. Manis with the basketball, through pressure, gets it away, Vredevoet. Vredevoet with a left hand, finishing good. 16 for Vredevoet. Dort College leads 56-50. Beg your pardon, 14 for Vredevoet. Morris comes back to Pearson. Pearson with the basketball to Quinn. Quinn misses the three. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Abby Chapman. Here comes Dort College. Chapman into the front court. Chapman guarded there by Heiser. Chapman picks up her dribble. Passes left side to Manis. Manis with the ball. Manis tries to feed it down low for Vredevoet. It's taken away by Morris. Morris with the steal, coming back the other way. Her team up by two, and she is fouled on the play by Tegan Manis as she drove into the lane, tried to finish with the left hand, and Bailey Morris will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws on the way for Morris. First one is up. No good. Another one on the way for Morris. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. And Morris, a 79% free throw shooter, misses both free throws, and the Dort College deficit is 54-52. Newman with the basketball. Newman picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Cruz. Cruz, Vredevoet, Vredevoet into the corner, Newman. Newman in traffic, lays it up with the right hand, good. Tied up, 54 all. Emily Newman with a two-point basket, she's got six. Bailey Morris out front. Jump stop, her 10-foot shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz ahead to Vredevoet. Vredevoet into the corner, Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline, and Robin Blunt's going to be called for a charge. Robin Blunt took it hard to the basket. She got called for the charge, though. It's Robin Blunt met Bailey Morris. Our score, 14:30 remaining. Morris into the front court with the basketball. Morris running point guard. Kim Cruz guarding her. Pass goes right side over to Crone. Crone with the basketball. They dump it down low underneath the Dom. Dom comes back over to Morris. Morris looking down low. Instead comes back right side back over to Dom. Dom back over to Morris. Morris three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it was DeJager. Dort College shooting for the lead. 14 minutes remaining. Layup by DeJager, missed it, no good. She had pressure, two players around her. Bailey Morris flips it over to Dom. Dom back over to Morris. And the Dort College defenders will go to the huddle for a timeout called by Concordia. 13:48 left to go in the game. Back of
the
more
after
this.
It's supposed to be
the
best.
Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Out front with the basketball. Driving is Morris. Morris with a right-handed layup. Good. Bailey Morris with 16 points, and the defenders trail 56-54. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman picks up her dribble, feeds it over to Cruz. Cruz left side back over to Blunt. Blunt to DeJager, and DeJager puts it on the floor, and it's kicked out of bounds by Brinley Dumb. Dort College down to 56-54, 13-17 remaining. Inbounding is Chapman. Chapman looking over the top, finds Robin Blunt. Blunt in between the circles, comes back over to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Kim with the basketball. Seven to shoot. Now Angbers. Angbers with the ball. Angbers, 3 seconds left to shoot. It's tapped. A steal by Morris. Morris driving in. Right-handed layup is good. Bailey Morris with another two. She's got 18 points. And the defenders trail 58-54. Concordia has scored 12 points here in the second half. Pites has six of them. Morris has six of them. Kick into the corner. Chapman, three. Good. Abby Chapman answers with a three-point basket for the defenders. Dort College trails 58-57. Jerrica Pearson, the runner from 10 feet straight on. It's good. Jerrica Pearson with her first 2 points today. Dort College trails 60-57. Kim Cruz for the basketball. Gives it over to Angbers. Angbers to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt is deflected and another steal for Concordia. Concordia coming back the other way. Layup is up and good. 2-point layup for Brentley Dom. Dom with 8 points and the defenders trail by 5, 62-57, and now Dort College needs a bucket. And now a jump ball called as Angbers picked up her dribble in the backcourt. Laurel Crone forces the tie-up, and Concordia will have it on the alternating possession. Janovich will throw the ball in. Janovich gets it inbounded to Morris. Morris for the basketball. She passes left side to Heiser. Heiser gives it up to Pites. Pites, reverse layup, no good. Gets her own rebound back, puts it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Tracy Pites with 14 points, and Concordia has extended their lead to 64-57. Nord College has two timeouts remaining. We're at the 11:41 mark of this ball game. Nord College trails 64-57. Free throw on the way for Pites. And she makes that one. Tracy Pites, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, completes the 3-point play. She's got 15 points by my count, and the defenders trail 65-57. Kim Cruz with the basketball, nearly stolen. It's down on the floor, picked up by the defenders, and Vredevoet, but Vredevoet loses it out of bounds right in front of the Dort College bench. My vision was blocked for the moment. Ball is deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Bailey Morris with it. Morris with the basketball in between the circles. She passes left side over to Pites. Pites back to Morris. Lob pass on the back screen. Layup is up and down. 2-point bucket for Pites. Pites with 17. And the Bulldogs have opened up a double-digit lead at 67-57. Kim Cruz with the basketball in the backcourt. Poked away by Janovich momentarily. Now the throw, middle of the floor to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, picks up her dribble. Dort College trails by 10, 67-57. Chapman with the basketball in between the circles. Abby Chapman still has her dribble alive, guarded there by Morris. Gets it over to Cruz. Cruz looks for the pick and roll, but throws it right to Tracy Pites instead. Pites driving in, lost it. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. Jump ball, alternating possession. This time it'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Turnovers mounting for the Dort College defenders at this point. They had 28 at halftime. The current count has 34. So Cruz will check out of the ballgame. Tegan Manis will check in. Paige Angbers will throw it in for the defenders. Angbers triggers it, gets it into Manis. Manis with the ball. Manis across the timeline. Tegan passes right side. Back over to Chapman. Chapman to Manis. Manis on the right side. Manis looking down low. Instead comes back to Chapman on the wing. Chapman the spin move, and she's called for carrying the basketball. Dort College has gotten just 24 field goal attempts today. Now some of that offset by 26 free throw attempts. But Dort College, too many turnovers today, and they trail by 10 right now, 67-57. Driving hard with the right hand. Layup is no good by Becky Mueller. Mueller had a chance to give Concordia their biggest lead of the ballgame. Instead, it stays at 12. Now Steele in the backcourt coming up with it. is Janovic. Janovic with the steal, the lay-in, and now a three-point play opportunity. Mary Janovic with 8 points. And the freshman with an opportunity to give Concordia a 13-point advantage. Janovic, no dribbles on her free throw attempt. Puts it up, puts it down. 70 to 57. Concordia right now is on a 12-0 run, and the Dort College defenders need a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. At one point, Dort College was down 1, 58-57. Now they're down 13, 70-57. Nearly a steal in the backcourt. Here comes Dort College. Our score, Dort College, down 13 and an inadvertent whistle. And the defenders will inbound the basketball near midcourt. They get the ball inbounded to Manis. Manis with the basketball working against Janovic. Picks up her dribble, passes back over to Chapman. 8 to shoot for the defenders, now 6. 5. They get it back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad's going to put up the runner. It's up and good. Cassidy Vredevoad with a 2-point bucket. And Cassidy Vredevoad now with 14 points. That breaks the run of 12 in a row, but a travel violation called on Janovic on the other end. She thought she had a lay-in. Instead, the travel violation gives the basketball back to Dort College. Dort College trails by 11. Our score. Concordia Bulldogs. 70-59, our score. Concordia leading by 11. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman comes back over to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman across the timeline, picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass is stolen away by the Bulldogs. Concordia coming back the other way. Concordia's Kelsey Heiser with the steal. Beg your pardon, that wasn't Heiser, but rather Mueller. Pass into the corner, three-pointer rattles in. Three-point basket for Tracy Pites. Pites coming alive in the second half, and the defenders trail 73-59. Robin Blunt puts it up too strong with the right hand there for the putback, though, is Vredevoad. And the defenders trail by 12, 73-61. Dort College trying to keep pace. Concordia basketball. Scoop shot is up, no good. Fight for the basketball, and a foul called on the putback attempt. Becky Mueller got the putback. 12-point ball game, 73-61. And they're going to call foul on the rebound, and Becky Mueller will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting on the putback. Her first free throw is up and through. Trying to assess what the correct score is here. 74-61 our score. Second free throw is up and good. 75-61, Concordia has taken a 14-point lead. Cruz into the front court, lays it up with the right hand, good. Kim Cruz with 13 points, and the defenders trail 75-63. Concordia racing back the other way. Morris on the hesitation, too strong on the layup, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, working against Janovic. Comes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman across the timeline. Newman gives it off to Vredevoad, and Vredevoad is fouled in the block. It's foul number 3 on Concordia in this half. Foul number 4 on Becky Mueller. So no free throws yet for the defenders with 8:08 remaining. Inbounding will be Robin Blunt. Blunt looking. Gets it into Vredevoad. Vredevoad puts it in from short range. Her layup is good, and she's fouled on the play. So Cassie Vredevoad with another field goal. Cuts it down to a 10-point ball game with a free throw on the way to try and complete the three-point play. 8:06 left to go in this contest. Free throw is up by Vredeva. It's good. By my count, that's 21 for Vredeva. I think she actually has 19 up on the board. 75-66 Door College, down 9. Quinn with it out front. Quinn, step back 3, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Pearson. Pearson gives it up to Crone. Crone back to Quinn. Quinn to Dom. Dom loses it. Partially blocked on the shot attempt. And now poked away by Dom. She took it away from Cruz. And now Cruz is called for a foul on the floor. She's whistled for her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. Beg your pardon, that's foul number 5 on Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz whistled for her fifth personal foul, so she's disqualified on fouls with 7:35 remaining. Abby Chapman will check into the ballgame. Kim Cruz fouls out of the ballgame with 13 points by my count. Brenly Dom to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. She's got 9 points. And another free throw on the way for Dom. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Dom makes both free throws. She's got 10. And the defenders trail 77-66. Newman with the basketball. Newman passes it back over to Chapman. Chapman with it out front. Chapman gives it up. Comes back right side to Blunt. Blunt drives in, and she is fouled on the play. Foul called on Concordia and Brenly Dom. Team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs. And the defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chapman triggers it in to Vredevode. Vredevode's shot goes. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Well, Dort College going to Vredevode over and over here in the second half, and it hasn't been a bad game plan. She's got 21 points right now, shooting for 22 with a free throw on the way. Concordia Bulldogs, Elena Dabberko whistled for the personal, her first. So a free throw on the way for Vredevode. This one's up and good. So Vredevode makes the free throw. She's got 22 points unofficially. And the defenders trail 77-69. Dort College hanging around. 7:12 remaining in the contest. Concordia basketball, Quinn. Quinn with it at the top of the key. Quinn puts it on the floor. Into traffic. Nothing there. Right side pass. 3 on the way is good. 3-pointer from the right wing by Laurel Crone. And Concordia pushes the lead to 11 at 80-69. Newman with the basketball. Newman splits the defense. Ball's down on the floor. Now a reach-in foul called on the Bulldogs. Foul's going to go on Ashley Koontz, her first. Team foul number 7. Free throws on the way for Cassidy Vredevode. Vredevode with 21 points, beg your pardon, 22 points, shooting for the 1-1. Free throw by Vredevode, no good. And now a reach-in foul called on the rebound against Robin Blunt. That's foul number 3 on Blunt. And we'll walk the other way and shoot free throws with Jerrica Pearson. That's foul number 4 on Blunt officially. Angbers will check in. Blunt will check out. 6:44 left to go in the contest. So the free throw on the way for Pearson is up and good. So Jerrica Pearson makes the front end of the 1-1. She's got another one coming. ...81-69, a 12-point Concordia lead. Second free throw not good. And the defenders trail by a dozen. Vredevode with a rebound, nearing a double-double again. She had a double-double against Buena Vista. Newman with the basketball, puts it on the floor, into the free throw lane. Nothing there, back outside Manis. Manis running the point for the defender. Kim Cruz fouled out. And a foul called on Ashley Koontz as she came out to try and jam the ball, ball handler. Manis will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity for Manis. Manis averaging 3.3 points per game. Free throw is up by Manis and good. 75% free throw shooter for the contest. She's 1-for-1 from the charity stripe today. Another one on the way. Second free throw by Manis is up and through. So Manis now with 5 points. And the defenders trail 81-71. Concordia answering back. A three-pointer on the way. No good by Crone. Rebound controlled by Newman. Gets it away to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman back over to Newman. Newman across the timeline. Newman goes into the right corner. Angbers, three ball on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Quinn. Quinn with the basketball. Quinn up the floor for the Concordia Bulldogs. Pass right side. Three-pointer is up and good. Three-point basket by Laurel Crone. And the Bulldogs lead it 84-71. Steal by the Bulldogs. Jerrica Pearson driving in, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Emily Newman, I believe. Newman whistled for the personal foul. That is foul number 3 on Newman. 84-71 Concordia. By 13, pending free throws by Pearson. Double bonus time for Concordia from here on out. Pearson with 4 points. She's got another one on the way. Concordia's opened up an 85-71 lead. And Pearson's second free throw on the way, trying to make it a 15-point ball game. This one's short, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with 24 points and 10 rebounds now. So her second consecutive double-double. Chapman puts it up, blocked by Pearson. Rebound Concordia. Janovich passes right side Morris. Morris down to the baseline. Morris loses it. Picked up by Blunt. Blunt ahead to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman comes back to Angbers. Angbers kick out pass Manis. Manis lost it. Picks it back up. Manis with the basketball. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Manis splits the defense. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound taken away by Morris. Morris with the basketball. Quickly up the floor. Bailey Morris at the top of the key, feeds it underneath to Pearson. Pearson's shot no good. Rebound taken down by Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis takes it across half court, comes back right side Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman on the right wing, picks up her dribble. Now Vredevoet. Vredevoet, left side Blunt. Robin Blunt driving in, and she is fouled on the play. And a hand check called on Tracy Pites. That's her third. 29 steals for the Concordia Bulldogs so far in this contest. We've still got 4:41 left to go. Pearson checks out of the ballgame. Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Dort College has taken just 33 field goal attempts in this one. Blunt misses the free throw. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Pass goes underneath to Mueller. Mueller's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Manis. Dort College with a chance to cut into the 14-point lead. Manis driving in, and it's jarred free on a collision with Kelsey Heiser. Blunt checks out. Newman checks in. On the floor for the defenders, it's DeJager, Newman, Manis, Chapman, and DeJager. I beg your pardon, and Angbers. Those are your five for the defenders. Manis with the basketball out front. Manis passes it right side back over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman gives it up Angbers. Angbers, they lob it underneath, and it's taken away by Heiser. Here comes Heiser with the basketball. Heiser to Morris. Morris with the ball. Morris dumps it off. Layup is good for Tracy Pites. Another two for Pites. 87-71. Concordia in front. And now the ball tipped away by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball in front of the scorer's table. Throwing it in will be Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up to Manis. Manis to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman, nothing there. Comes back to DeJager, puts it on the floor, into the traffic, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Dort College with over 40 turnovers this afternoon. At 28 at halftime. And the amazing thing is that they're as close as they are. Concordia basketball, Mueller. Mueller with a left hand. Her layup is good. She's got three, 89-71. This one turned midway through the second half. Pass into the corner, Angbers. Angbers three, no good. Rebound tipped, and it's controlled by Morris. Morris with the basketball. Bailey Morris drives in, scoops it up with the right hand, good. Bailey Morris with 20 points. Concordia leads 91-71. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers goes right side, Chapman. Chapman puts up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called on the rebound attempt on Shady Yeager. It will be Concordia basketball and a free throw opportunity for the Concordia Bulldogs. 20-point lead for Concordia, 91-71. Free throws coming for Mary Janovich. Janovich with 9 points, and she'll shoot a double bonus here. First free throw is up and good. Janovich with 10 points. And another free throw for the freshman. Concordia 92, Dort College 71. Free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Vredevode. Vredevode with the basketball, gives it away to Manis. Manis, they trap her, gets it away to Newman. Newman with the basketball in the backcourt. Newman across the timeline, stolen by Janovich. Janovich, layup good, count the hoop, and a foul called on Newman. Newman whistled for her fourth personal. Janovich will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. The steal by Janovich. Concordia leads 94-71. So Janovich with another free throw opportunity. She's 2 for 3 from the free throw line, now 3 for 4. 95-71. Concordia leads by 24. This game was tied 54-54 with 13:48 left to go in the contest. Tegan Manis with the basketball up the floor. Manis gets it into the corner. Angbers. Angbers to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman drives into the lane, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Jade Godier. Godier passes it over to Royak. Royak with the ball. Royak passes it right side. Back to Godier. Godier with the ball. Godier dumps it underneath Kuntz. Kuntz, basket good. 97-71. Concordia running away with this one now. They've scored 43 points in the last 11 minutes. Pass comes right side, Newman. Newman with it on the baseline. She lets 5 of the 3, no good. Rebound controlled by Rachel Royak. Royak with the basketball. Royak driving in. I actually handed it off to Jade Godier. Godier with a two-point basket. And Concordia leads 99-71 on the layup. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers to Chapman. Chapman out front. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Manis. Manis gives it up to Vredevode. Vredevode underneath. Puts up the basket. Good. Cassidy Vredevode, 99-73. Vredevode with 24 points. Back the other way. Shot attempt by Kuntz. No good. And the defenders gather in the rebound. 1:20 remaining. With the basketball out front is Newman. Newman gives it up. Manis. Manis to Chapman. Chapman with it down on the baseline. Chapman down to the baseline. Has it poked away from her by Edwards. Shaylor Lund and Robin Blunt check into the contest. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Chapman to Trigger. Chapman gets it into Lund. Lund, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Concordia. Concordia basketball. Godier. Godier with the basketball. Godier gets it underneath to Lehman. Lehman, two-point basket, good. 101-73, 49 seconds remaining. with the basketball is Chapman across timeline. They bring the trap, and Chapman throws it off of a Concordia player out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Since the 13:48 mark, Concordia has scored 47 points to 19 for Dort College. For Dort College, you can live with the 19 on your side of the ledger, but Concordia, nearly 50 points in 12 minutes' time. Dort College is only going to get, well, they turn it over. Robin Blunt gets called for a travel. Now Concordia brings it up. Bulldogs have it right side. They get it over to Royak. Royak to Edwards. Edwards into the lane. Now Godier. Godier dumps it underneath. Lehman. Lehman, two-point basket. Good. 103-73. Concordia's blown this one wide open. 15 seconds remaining. And Shaylor Lund is fouled at midcourt. And Shaylor Lund will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Lund, a freshman from Hinton, Iowa. Free throws on the way for Lund. First one is up and good. 103-74, our score. Concordia will improve to 16-1, 9-1 in the conference. Second free throw by Lund, no good. Concordia brings the ball up, 9 seconds left, 8-7. Pass goes into the corner, tipped and taken away by Angbers across midcourt. 2 seconds left, 1. Angbers will not get a shot off, and that's the end of the ball game. Our final score, Concordia 103, Dort College 74. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a wrap-up of today's women's basketball game right after this. ...103-74, our final score. The Dort College Defenders lose to the Concordia Bulldogs by that 29-point margin. This was a closer ball game for about three-quarters of the contest, and then things got away from the Defenders. It was 46-44 at halftime. Dort College had the game tied 54-54 at the 13:48 mark, and it was a 56-54 Concordia lead. Actually, it was 58-54. Dort College made a three to get it back to 58-57. And then the floodgates opened. A 12-0 run by Concordia gave them a 70-57 lead. Dort College broke the run, but by then it was Concordia was playing fast and easy. And ends up being a 103-74 margin of victory. Dort College tried to run with the Bulldogs today. And it was Concordia taking advantage of several Dort College turnovers. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere in the low to mid 40s for turnovers by the time all is said and done. The Dort College Defenders lose to Concordia 103-74. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Okay. Before we take a look at all the numbers, let's visit with Coach Craig Steens, my Dort College women's basketball coach. And, Coach, for about 37 minutes today, a pretty good game plan. You can approach these games one of two ways. You can try to slow the tempo down. You can try to use the shot clock. You can try to limit possessions, or you can try to attack out of that pressure defense that Concordia puts on. You chose to attack, and for 27 minutes, it was a pretty good game plan today.
Yeah, you know, obviously you're going to be more tired then, but we knew that if we were going to get to the foul line a lot, we had to attack it. And I give our young ladies a lot of credit. We executed the game plan, attacked really, really well. You know, and we had it. I mean, we were 54 all, I think it was, kind of about a third of the way through the second half, where we missed a layup and we got a charge, you know, where we could have maybe wrestled the lead away from them again. But you also have to give credit to them because they're very deep and they're a very, very talented team, very athletic, and they make you play fast. They trap and run and tip the ball from behind. And, you know, so they're going to have a lot of success. And, you know, I'm just very proud of how hard we battled. And I don't think we could have probably given any more. But, you know, just like so many teams, you know, we just at the end ran out of gas. Just had nothing left in the tank. And I noticed that a month ago we played them and we got beat by 22, I think, and that was the closest anybody's gotten since then. So this team's going to have a lot of success and have a really good season. But the same token, I'm really, really proud of just the fight and the toughness and the effort by our team.
23 of 38 from the floor for your team. Great shooting percentage. You just need more shot attempts.
If I read that right, we shot 38 attempts and they shot 80, you know, 86. So they're attacking and shooting and crashing and shooting another shot and trying to, you know, speed us up. So we shot it well when we got to the places where we could shoot it. I didn't realize we only had missed 15 shots, but that's a pretty good night shooting. You know, the turnovers, just way too many turnovers, but, you know, they're averaging about 35 turnovers a game. I think they're making teams forcing into. So, you know, it's a really good building block for us. I thought several people stepped up and played really well. I thought Cassidy, Vredevoet individually had a good game. Probably 26 points and 12 rebounds. You know, Emily Newman played a great floor game, as did Robin. You know, Robin came in and played really well for us. Kim played about as hard and well as she can. You know, she gave us everything she had. When she fouled out with 7 or 8 minutes left, you know, that was a big blow for us. Not having Ashley Williams had a slight concussion the first half, so she wasn't available for the last three quarters of the game. You know, the depth just kind of wore us out.
Morningside on Wednesday, and then back on the road next Saturday against Nebraska Wesleyan. Morningside, in some regards, you've got to take the same approach Wednesday that you did today.
We do. You know, Morningside plays a little different defense, but they play the same style. They just want to fly around and play in that zone and press and trap all night. So, you know, it's a little different to get prepared for them, but, you know, it'll be good to be able to prepare for them. You know, not having school gives you a chance to have, you know, some a little bit more extended time, talking time and video time and practice time.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. That's Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach, joining us for the post game on our contest today. Let's take a break, and we'll be back looking at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And I did something not so smart just a moment ago, and that was close down the statistics that I had for this contest. And I believe I've got them. No, I do not. Never got a printout, so working on the fly here. See what we can get done. Dort College for the ball game, 23 of 38 from the floor, 60.5%. 4 of 11 on threes, 36.4%. 24 of 34 from the free throw line, 70.6%. Concordia, 39 of 86 from the floor, 45.4%. 6 of 27 from the three-point line, 22.2%. 19 of 29 on free throw, 65.5%. Concordia out-rebounded Dort College. I beg your pardon, Dort College out-rebounded Concordia, 39 to 35. Concordia had 16 offensive rebounds. Individually, Dort College was led today by Cassidy Vredevoet with 26 points. She also grabbed 12 rebounds. Kim Cruz had 14 points and 4 rebounds to go with 5 assists. 7 points for Ashley Williams, I beg your pardon, 7 points for Abby Chapman, 5 for Shea Dieger, 6 for Emily Newman, 5 for Tegan Manis, 4 for Robin Blunt, 1 for Shaylor Lund, 3 for Paige Angbers for Dort College's total of 74 points. Rebounds, Vredevoet had 12, 4 for Kim Cruz. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 20 each for Bailey Morris and Tracy Pites, 15 for Mary Janovich, 10 for Brenly Dom, 10 for Laurel Crone off of the bench, 4 each for Shelby Quinn, Becky Mueller, Jenna Lehman, and Jerrica Pearson, 2 each for Rachel Royak and Elena Daberko. Kelsey Heiser had 2, as did Jade Godier. All the players in uniform today for Concordia scored. And all the players in uniform for Dort College today scored as well. Concordia leading rebounder was Tracy Pites with 5, and Jerrica Pearson also had 5 rebounds. 3 assists for Becky Mueller, Shelby Quinn, and Bailey Morris. It's going to do it for our women's broadcast. Back with a look at the men's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.